Y'all, I hate to fail. I hate to fail. I hate to lose an argument. I hate to lose a board game. I hate to miss a deadline at work. I hate to fail. But there's something I hate more than I hate to fail. I hate to ask for help when I'm failing. I hate to try to put something together and then realize I've got to look at the directions. GPS has almost done away with this. But every once in a while, I say, I know where I'm going. I don't need the GPS. And I realize, I don't know where I'm going. I will do everything that I can not to ask for directions and not even to take out the phone to look at the GPS because I hate to fail. But more than I hate to fail, I hate to ask for help when I fail. And if I look down deep inside, and if I'm really, really honest with myself, what I really hate is to admit my weakness. And what I hate worse than that is for other people to see my weakness. If I seem like I've got it together, well, then I guess things are okay. But if I seem like I'm weak, oh man, I'm a mess. I hate to fail because I hate to feel weak. Maybe many of us have felt weak at times in the past. Maybe some of us feel weak today. Maybe it was when we lost that job or we didn't get hired for that other job. Maybe it's when I failed that big test, or when I got sick, or I got old, and I just couldn't do what I wanted to do for my family. Maybe it's that I'm married to the person who got sick, and I see her pain, or I see his pain, and I can't do anything to fix it, and it just kills me not to be able to do anything about it. I hate feeling weak. I want something more. Maybe we can say together, I hate being weak. I need something more. So what if God could speak today to your weakness and to mine? What if God is speaking today to your weakness and to mine? What is that weakness for you today? Where do you want God to speak? Tell you a story, a true story, about a man who knew his weakness. And that man's name, his name was Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus lived 2,000 years ago, and Bartimaeus was blind. And back 2,000 years ago, because he was blind, he couldn't work. Because he was blind 2,000 years ago, he couldn't read. Because he was blind 2,000 years ago, he couldn't make money so that he could eat or so that he could raise a family. Bartimaeus was blind, and it was 2,000 years ago, and he couldn't work, he couldn't read, he couldn't get money to eat unless he sat near the wall and begged. And as he sat, and as he begged, I have no idea how he felt. But I think I know how I would have felt. Because I hate being weak. Can you imagine? You can't do for yourself. Just sit there and beg other people to help you. Bartimaeus is weak, and he knows that he's weak, and so he does one thing. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, Bartimaeus began to cry out. Bartimaeus is weak, he knows that he's weak, and he begins to cry out. Bartimaeus is not like me. Because Bartimaeus doesn't care if others know his weakness. Bartimaeus doesn't care if others see him as weak or even if they start to fuss at him. Why? Because Bartimaeus knows that he needs Jesus. And so all of this, whatever discomfort he might have had with being weak, it's overcome. Because he knows that he needs Jesus. Whatever pride or whatever vanity that he might have had is overcome because he knows that he needs Jesus. And if I'm honest with myself and if I'm honest with you, the only reason that I'm scared of being weak or that I'm scared of other people seeing my weakness is because I like to pretend that I have it all together when really I don't. I like to pretend that I have it all together when really I don't, because that makes me feel good or something. But I can admit that I'm weak when I'm able to admit that I need Jesus. And like Bartimaeus, when I'm willing to cry out to the only person who can save me in my weakness. Not save me from my weakness, but save me in my weakness. So Bartimaeus cries out. And all the people of the world around him, what do they do? Do they encourage him? Do they lift him up? Do they say, it's okay to be weak? It's okay to be needy? Come, let us help you to Jesus? No! You know what they do? The Bible says, and many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. Stop crying out. Shut up. Get over it. You ever heard that before? You're like in deep pain or finally exposing your weakness. And somebody who doesn't know what you're suffering, who doesn't know what you're going through, just says, get over it. Like, oh, that must have pierced his heart. Stop talking. Just stay in the corner. You're a nuisance. You're not good enough to bother Jesus or to bother us. What kind of lies does the enemy tell you when you're feeling weak? Because when you and I are weak, the only solution is to cry out to the God who became weak for us. And the devil and his agents, the world and the flesh, will stop at nothing to keep us from crying out to him. The devil and his agents, the world and the flesh, will stop at nothing to keep us from crying out to other people in our lives, to good people who can help build us up and help bring us to him. The devil will say, stop it. Shut up. You're not good enough. Just get over it. Go in the corner. Whatever that sounds like. So what does it sound like? In your life, in mine, what stops us from crying out? Whatever it was for Bartimaeus, he didn't let it stop him. He persevered. The Bible says, many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But what did Bartimaeus do? He cried out all the more. Have mercy on me. Jesus, I need you. And Jesus called him. I don't know how long he had to persevere. I don't know how loudly he had to cry out. But he cried out and he cried out and he cried out. And Jesus called him. And now Bartimaeus is face to face with God. And the God of the universe asks Bartimaeus a question. What do you want me to do for you? I'm here, Bartimaeus. I am the God of the universe. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want Jesus to do for you today? Where's your weakness? Where do you need him? Is it sickness or physical weakness? Am I just beaten down by the busyness of life? Maybe I have a hard job, or maybe I don't feel God's presence, or maybe I just don't know where to go next. God is asking each of us today, what do you want me to do for you? And I don't know when the answer will come, but I know that if we follow the example of Bartimaeus, the answer will come because God is faithful. I don't know when it will come. I don't know what it will look like, but I know that God is faithful. And I know that our weaknesses are places of vulnerability to the presence of God, to the grace of God, to the love of God. And I know that God asks today, what do you want me to do for you? And so you and I are called to respond like Bartimaeus, to respond with boldness and to respond like Bartimaeus with authenticity, with boldness and with authenticity. And what does Bartimaeus say? Bartimaeus says to Jesus, my master, I want to see, or more literally, my master, that I might see. Here's what I want. Honestly. But there's something very important in Bartimaeus' boldness and in Bartimaeus' authenticity. The word that Bartimaeus uses to address Jesus. It's a Hebrew word, a kind of an Aramaic word, and it gets translated into Greek. The word is Rabuni. And it connotes some kind of relationship. Bartimaeus isn't just saying master. Bartimaeus isn't just saying teacher. Bartimaeus is saying, my master, my teacher. Bartimaeus answers Jesus from a place of at least desiring, not just to be healed of his blindness, but from a place of some kind of relationship with him. And we know that because he says, "My master." And we know that because after Bartimaeus was healed, he didn't just stay where he was. He didn't just go back to his old life. But the Bible says that he followed Jesus along the way. Boldly and authentically, from the context of relationship, "My Jesus, that I might see." So what if we responded like that? "My Jesus, that I might see your presence in my life. My Jesus, that I might see hope for my kids, for my job, for my health. My Jesus, that I might see hope in my relationships, that I might see a way forward in my life. My Jesus, that you might be with me in my weakness, that you might work through me and through my weakness. Because Jesus, I need you." In my suffering, "Jesus, I need you to give me peace." "My Jesus, that I might see."